Great to have you on the show, and we cannot wait to see you guys back in action on the weekend. But 131-101 against Essendon, fantastic win on the weekend.
Hey guys, yeah, thanks for having me. It was it was another good win, and yeah, it's been a great start to the year, that's for sure.
James, on the early season success, how important is training? When you're playing so well, I guess keeping your feet on the ground, but also keep trying to get better, can that be difficult at training?
No, I think we've got a very good group who are very driven, just to always get better. You know, we know we're not always going to be perfect, and there's always going to be things as a team and individually that we can work on for sure. And, you know, all the boys are pretty driven and, you know, training each week, you know, with different team, there might be different stuff that we need to implement that week. So, you know, all the boys are very driven to keep getting the most out of themselves because, yeah, it's been a great start to the year and we definitely want to keep that going.
What about your style of footy? Benny was just talking about it then. Has it changed much from last season or is it just that consistent build from last year into this year?
Yeah, well, obviously coming into the team this year, being new to the game plan and everything, you know, playing against Sydney, they're always a high-pressure team, and this year is no different. And I feel like our ability just to transition the ball and really outwork teams this year is something that stood out to me. And, you know, they probably last year thought that in last quarters that they were getting run over a bit. And,
yeah.
Off the back of a massive preseason and the work the boys have put in, I feel like our last quarters this year have gone to another level.
Okay. And you made the decision to come to Sydney. What was it about Sydney that you wanted to come, and what was it about Sydney that they saw in you that you could add to their team?
Yeah, so I met with Horse and Charlie Gardner there, and yeah, they seen there was an opportunity to I guess bring another midfielder in. And I feel like some of my strengths are that I can play I can play inside at half forward and,
yeah,
just add that versatility to the team wherever that's needed. And, you know, it was a very good opportunity there. You know, me and my manager thought that, something different, would be good. And, yeah, probably just a bit more opportunity was the main driving factor for that.
I mean, the scary part about the team at the moment is you still have a couple to come back in. Luke Parker's the first one that springs to mind with his broken arm. But that midfield, we've certainly seen players, you think, all right, in players' absence, and he's won, what, multiple BNFs, in players like that's absence, who's going to step up? I feel like four, five, six of you have kind of taken that mantle and increased the workload and seem to be really thriving.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like it's just off the back of really strong pre-seasons. You know, Isaac Heaney trained a full pre-season in the midfield and, you know, he's been arguably best on ground three games in a row. So, you know, everyone's really bought into the idea of having multiple guys go through that midfield. And, yeah, it's been a real selfless sort of nature about it this year, you know, rotating through that half forward, going inside. And it's been really good. And, yeah, the boys have been awesome.
You're a part of that group that won a premiership with the Demons only a couple of years ago. Does the Swans give you a similar feel about what they're about and, you know, where you may end up at the end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, as I said before, it's a really driven group, and the buy-in this year, you know, we sat down at the start of the year and just the buy-in to roll and doing what the team needs at that specific time is really important. And I've definitely seen that in the first 3 weeks, that's for sure. And yeah, it's been great.
And how personally have you found living up here in Sydney compared to being down there in Melbourne? Because we know that, you know, they're fanatical down there, whereas up here in Sydney, you can go about your business a little bit more easier. So how have you adapted to life in Sydney?
Yeah, it's very different. I haven't spent too much time up here before moving up, but yeah, I'm loving it. It's a great lifestyle here up here. And you know, just to get away from footy as well, go sit down on the beach, and, you know, just makes going when you are at the club, that going 100%. And yeah, I'm loving it. Took me a bit to get my bearings of where everything was and everything. But yeah, like you said, it's a probably an NRL dominated state, but you know, we had 35,000 there on the weekend and 40,000 there in round zero. So yeah, it's been awesome to see the turnout from the Swans fans, and you know, we definitely want to keep our winning ways and yeah, keep them coming to the games.
And it must make it easier for you though to just go to training, do what you need to do, and then get away from football. Whereas I'm assuming in Melbourne it's just 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, still, we got, even for guys like Brody, it makes a massive difference just to be able to switch off from footy. And then when you are at the club, you know, you give it all. And then when you're away from the club, you can just wind down and reset and enjoy it. So, yeah, it's been good. I'm loving it.
Whereabouts are you living, mate?
I'm just in Randwick there. So
he's a stalker. Be careful.
Yeah. If you ask for address, don't give it to him.
you're at which beach? No, you're a fair way from me at Little Bay. So you're safe for now. Hey, we do need to ask about Harry. How has he pulled up after the concussion the other night?
Yeah, he's in good spirits. I seen him after the game, and yeah, he was getting around the boys and. Yeah, I'm just really glad to see that he's all right. And, yeah, he was doing well. He's into the club today. So, yeah, he's going well.
I didn't do a – he's one of the greats, isn't he? I didn't do a head count, but were you in there flying the flag? There was an immediate response from the guys.
Yeah. I was on the bench at that time, so I couldn't really do too much. But, yeah, I think that's just the boys just looking after their teammates. You know, we're pretty close group here, and you know, you never want to see anyone get hurt, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, James, can I ask, mate, because I've read a bit about not only that incident, I know you can't comment on it, but just Essendon in general, is that part of their style this year to be more aggressive, or did they see that as a potential weakness in the Swans to get in their face, get in their grill and be a bit more aggressive towards you?
No, I think that's just going to be a part of sort of how they play. You know, last week against Hawthorn, Brad Scott come out and said they wanted to play with a bit more of an edge. So yep. I think we've seen a bit of that against Hawthorn as well, and then on the weekend as well.
I'm not in any way suggesting that instruction led to Peter Wright essentially overcooking it, but we are expecting that decision tonight. So the immediate response from the guys probably gives you every indication you need to know that the sentiment amongst the Swans boys was that all wasn't what it should be in that incident. How did you read it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the most important thing is that how Harry was feeling, and you know, that happened in the moment. You know, and the boys reacted the way they did. But I feel like after that, you know, we were able to, you know, dial it back a little bit, just from being quite wound up, but and just get on with the game and. You know, play the right way.
So you think he should get 2 months? Hey, you got Richmond coming up over Easter. They've been pretty good this year, a little bit improved on what we saw from the last year.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. It's going to be another challenge, that's for sure. And the boys are very excited. You know, they got a new coach in Ooze who was at Melbourne when I was there, and they'll be trying to get a win for him, that's for sure. But, yeah, they're a quality football side, and they have been for, you know, a number of years, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're a funny team because they're 0-3, but last year they just weren't themselves, and you just get the impression, at least in two of the games thus far, they've just been that, I don't know, a bit more switched on. Not back to their old selves. I don't think they're going to get back to that.
I haven't seen enough of Richmond this year, but how's Dusty going? Is he still someone that needs plenty of attention, James?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's a quality player and has been for a number of years. And you know, if you let him sort of do what he wants to do, he'll really hurt you. So
have you ever been the victim of a Dusty Martin fend?
I reckon I copped one in my first year. I reckon, but yeah, that sort of made me realise I was here. And yeah, he's not bad at it, is he?
Oh, mind you. I reckon, and I hate talking him up because he can talk himself up enough. I reckon...
Easy. Don't make it personal.
Ramps.
No. Oh, you don't like Dusty.
No, not Dusty. Oh. No, I'm talking about Dane Rampey. I was about to say Ramps had a fend in, I think it was round one, and it was on Bailey Fritch. and it was every bit the caliber of a Dusty Fend.
Oh, really?
Every bit. No, no, no. I'd happily talk Dusty up, but
Rams, not Rams. You don't like him.
No, well,
you
I
don't
know,
like him.
I know him too well to like him. I have played a lot of footy with Rams, yeah. And he truly is one of the greatest. But did you see his Fend was elite?
Yeah. It was very good. It was very nice, and yeah, it's probably the perfect one that you want. You know, when they hit the deck as well. So. He was very happy with it.
It's the footy equivalent of the NBA crossover, I reckon. Just a rude fend to the chest. Hey, James, best of luck over the course of the Easter weekend and, of course, through the season as well. Hopefully this won't be the last time the boys get to chat to you. I'm sure Mido would love to have a chatty. He loves his Swans and he loves you.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. No, really looking forward to this week. So, yeah, it'll be good. Thanks for having me on for the chat. It was good.
Good on you, James. See you, mate.
See you later.